This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Stage is set for voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow in 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting will also take place for the remaining part of Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. The seats going for polls tomorrow are all 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, has been postponed for the third phase due to demise of BSP candidate. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Polling time has been extended till 6 p.m. in many polling stations in Baka, Madhepura, Khagaria and Munger constituencies in Bihar to facilitate voters in hot weather conditions. Over 16 lakh polling officials will welcome over 15.88 crore voters across 1.67 lakh polling stations. Our correspondent reports that 34.8 lakh first-time voters are registered to cast their votes in this phase. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs tomorrow are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's N.E. Raja also contesting from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejasvi Surya of the BJP from Bangalore South, Hema Malini of the BJP from Mathura. Other key candidates are BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya and Papu Yadav from Purnia. In Bihar, polling will be held in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies of Kishanganj, Katihar, Purnia, Bhagalpur and Baka. Around 94 lakh electorates will decide the fate of 50 candidates in these constituencies. Elaborate security arrangements have been made at polling booths of poll-bound constituencies of Kishanganj, Katihar and Purnia, which fall under Simanchal region. Interstate border along West Bengal and Kishanganj has been sealed as a precautionary measure. Polling will conclude before normal time in Naxal-affected areas of Katoria and Belhar in Baka parliamentary constituency. From NDA side, JDU is contesting on all 5 seats. On the other hand, from the Grand Alliance, Congress has fielded 3 candidates and RJD is contesting 2 seats. In West Bengal, voting will take place in Darjeeling, Balurghat and Raiganj, witnessing multi-cornered contest. 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur parliamentary constituency spread across 8 districts will go to polls tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tripura East parliamentary constituency, where the polling will be held tomorrow, there are more than 16,000 Brur Yang voters who are displaced from Mizoram and have been residing mainly in Dhalai, North Tripura and parts of South Tripura districts. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow, and candidates can withdraw names by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. India is very actively pursuing the matter of Indians stuck in Russia at various levels, including with the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Defense Ministry and several other organizations there. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they are committed to bring back all the people who have gotten in touch and want to be released. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore have set a target of 207 runs before Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Royal Challengers Bangalore scored 206 runs for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad was 67 for 4 in 6.5 overs. Earlier, Royal Challengers had won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.